Fowler, Florence Fowler, on Christmas Day in 1971. I'll say the poem about, she wrote a poem, she made up a poem about the baby on Christmas. Because her birth, today's her birthday.
It was Christmas time and her parents were poor, could hardly drive the wolf from the door. It was Christmas time and her parents were poor, so I just hung a baby on the door.
Yeah.
You got carried away there.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to make it longer all of a sudden.
Do you want me to sing a song?
Yeah. Where did you learn it?
My mother. I learned from her when I was a little bitty girl. Some tell us that praying and also that praising is toiling, that's all spent in vain. But we have a witness that God of such goodness, from praying we will not refrain. There's Jesse and Joseph, Elias and Moses and Solomon and Stephen and John, and Abram and Isaac and Jacob and David, who prayed as they journeyed along. There's Simon and Hannah, I don't know how many, that prayed and got heard from his throne. Was a little family that lived at Bethany, a brother and two sisters composed his family. Though poor and without money, their kindness made amends. Their doors were always open to Jesus and his friends. But while they lived so happy, so pure, so kind and good, their brother was afflicted and rudely thrown in bed. Poor Martha and her sister, they wept aloud and cried, but Lazarus grew no better and lingered on and died. Then Jesus starts back anyway and says, when Mary saw him coming, she met him on the way and told him how her brother had died and passed away. When Martha saw him coming, she ran and met him too, and at his feet fell weeping, rehearsed her tale of woe. When Jesus saw them weeping, his tears too fell like rain. He wept until they showed him where Lazarus had been lain.
Isn't that nice?
Jesus came back, you see, and they raised him, and then where he told him to come forth, and says, but he came out of the grave, I know some words says, and with full force and vigor he stood upon the ground.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I can,
And her sisters, older other sisters, but she didn't have any rest.
Yeah. Well, can you sing that?
Maybe.
Don't
get
too tired. Amazing
thing is, Granny
doesn't have a microphone.
No, I don't care for that because I know I can't sing, but it doesn't matter. Just so you can hear, learn the words. Afflictions, though they seem severe, are often mercy sent. They stop the prodigal's career and caused him to repent. Although he no relenting failed, till he had spent his store, his stubborn heart began to melt when famine pinched him sore. Long cord. What have I gained by sin, he said, but hunger, shame, and fear? My father's house abounds with bread, while I am starving here. I'll go and tell him all I've done, fall down before his face, unworthy to be called a son, I'll seek a servant's place. His father saw him coming back. He saw and ran and smiled and threw his arms around the neck of his rebellious child. Father, I've sinned, but oh, forgive. Enough, the father said. Rejoice, my house, my son's alive, for whom I mourned as dead. Now let the fatted calf be slain and spread the news around. My son was dead, but lives again. Was lost, but now is found.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I can't see.
What am I going to say?
My mother was a lady.
Oh, yeah. Two drummers sat at dinner in a grand hotel. Okay, no, let's start again. I've got too high.
Yeah.
Two drummers sat at dinner in a grand hotel one day. While dining, they were chatting in a jolly sort of way. Until a pretty waitress brought them a tray of food. They spoke to her familiarly in a manner rather rude. At first she did not notice them or make the least reply. Until one word was passed, brought teardrops to her eyes. Then facing her tormentors with cheeks now burning red, she looked a perfect picture as appealingly she said, "My mother was a lady. Like yours I will allow, and you may have a sister who needs protection now. I came to this great city in search of a brother dear. You would not dare insult me, sir, if Jack were only here. 'Tis true one touch of nature makes the whole world akin, and every word she uttered seemed to burn their hearts within. They sat there stunned and silent, until one cried in shame, 'Forgive me, miss, I meant no harm. Pray tell me what's your name.' She told them, and he cried again, 'I know your brother too. We've been friends for many years. He often speaks of you. He'll be so glad to see you. And if you'll only wed, I'll take you to him as my wife, for I love you since you said, my mother was a lady. Like yours I will allow, and you may have a sister who needs protection now. I came to this great city in search of brother dear. You would not dare insult me, sir, if Jack were only here.'" Standing by the window as the breezes kissed her cheek. He had waited long and silent, waited long for her to speak. When at last she whispered softly as she raised those tear-stained eyes, with a look so full of anguish that it filled him with surprise. "Oh, they say you love another, that you never did love me. If these words be true, my darling, I'll forever set you free." "Oh, they're true, my dear," he answered, "as the shining stars above. When they told you my intentions, then they told you of my love." He was standing by her casket as he looked up on her snow-white face. Then he realized that he loved her and no one could take her place. Companion, draw nigh, they say I must die. Early the summons has come from on high. The way is so dark, and yet I must go. Oh, such sorrow you never may know. Only a prayer, only a tear. Oh, if sister and mother were here. Only a song to comfort and cheer. Only a word from the book so dear. Can you not bow and pray with me now? Sad the regret we have never learned how to come before God who only can save, leading in triumph through death and the grave. Only a prayer, only a tear. Oh, if sister and mother were here. Only a song to comfort and cheer. Only a word from the book so dear. Oh, can you not sing one song of his love? How he came down from the mansions above to bleed and to die on Calvary's tree, bringing salvation to sinners like me. Only a prayer, only a tear. Oh, if sister and mother were here. Only a song to comfort and cheer. Only a word from the book so dear. O people of God who have his blessed word, can you not heed the command of your Lord and publish to all of Adam's lost race pardon, forgiveness, salvation through grace? Only a prayer, only a tear. Oh, if sister and mother were here. Only a song to comfort and cheer. Only a word from the book so dear.
Oh, that's it.
They say, dear father, that tonight you'll wed another bride, that you will clasp her in your arms where my dear mother died, that she will lean her graceful head upon your throbbing breast, where she who now lies low in death in her last hours did rest. They say her name is Mary too, the name my mother bore. But father, is she good and true like the one you loved before? And are her steps so soft and low, her voice so meek and mild? And father, will she love me too, your blind and helpless child? Oh, father dear, don't bid me come to greet your new-made bride. I could not greet her in the room where my dear mother died. Her picture's hanging on the wall, her books are lying near, and there's the harp her fingers touched, and there's her vacant chair, the chair whereby I used to kneel to say my evening prayer. Dear father, it would break my heart, I could not greet her there. Now let me kneel down by your side to our dear Savior pray, that God's right hand may lead you both up life's long weary way. The prayer was offered and a song, I'm weary now, she said. Her father raised her in his arms and laid her on the bed. And as he turned to leave the room, one joyful cry was given. He turned and caught the last sweet smile, his blind child was in heaven. They buried her by her mother's side and raised a marble fair. On it inscribed the simple words, there'll be no blind ones there.
You better get it down a little. You got it too high, I think. You'll be worn out to try to sing that high.
But still high.
Dreams of night are pinned back by the stars, and the beautiful moon climbs the skies, and the dewdrops from heaven are kissing the rose. 'Tis then that my memory flies, as if on the wings of some beautiful dove, in haste with a message it bears, to bring you a kiss of affections and say, I remember you, love, in my prayers. Go where you will, on land or at sea, I'll share all your sorrows and cares. At night when I kneel by my bedside to pray, I remember you, love, in my prayers. When the angel of heaven are guarding the good, as God has ordained them to do, in answer to prayers I have offered to him, I know there is one watching you. Then may its bright spirit go with you through life, and guide you up heaven's bright stairs, to meet with the one who has loved you so true, and remembered you, love, in her prayers. Come on, you young people, and listen while I tell the fate of Collie Collins, a lad we all know well. His face was fair and handsome, his heart was true and brave, but his body now lies sleeping in a lonely sandstone cave. How sad the story, it fills our eyes with tears, but memory still will linger through many, many years. But on that fatal morning, sun rose in the sky, the workers still were busy, we'll save him by and by. But oh, how sad the ending, his life they could not save, his body now lies sleeping in a lonely sandstone cave.
That happened, when did it happen, Uncle?
Well, I was 12 years old, and I'm
27. It's 26 or 27.
I'm
59. Honey, we lived up there on Methodist Hill.
No, it wasn't about
25? No, it was 26 somewhere. Well, we lived up there. Well, we didn't live up there very long.
I don't know, it was when we first came to Arlington.
And we left there in 28. We lived there in that old greenhouse when I had surgery, and it was about that time, wasn't it? I had surgery in 26.
You had surgery in the greenhouse. Had surgery with
her
there next to the mall,
oh, right? Yeah, that's right. Well, we lived in the greenhouse and that happened. I had surgery.
No, we didn't. We lived up on Methodist Hill, on Catholic Hill, when we first came to Arlington, when that happened.
Where was it?
Near Mount Cave.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's there now. Close to Mount Cave. He was exploring, and it was a new cave. Mm-hmm. And on their farm. And I know I was at the age, you know, that gets excited.
And he was going
through
some rocks where it was a small opening, and he was going through it, all got through but one of his legs, and the rock fell down on his leg and held him.
Well, it was a squeeze, they said.
Mm-hmm. The rock fell though, on his legs.
Well, I thought it was a squeeze. It's just kind of squeezed in and caused
something like that. Mm-hmm.
It didn't just drop, it just...
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to
have
to sing. I heard that when I was a little bitty girl. First time I ever heard it, it was a drunk woman face there house singing.
Oh, thank you.
And then
I did.
Then later on, I found out my mother knew it, and she sang it.
No.
I never learned all that. But I remember that drunk woman as well as anything. And I wasn't as big as Marty. Oh!
She already had
it. I thought you were going to sing the song. Anyway, that's all right. I like to get the background material on all the songs.
Sweet Marie, come to me, sweet Marie. Not because your face so fair, love to see, but your soul so pure and sweet makes my happiness complete, makes me falter at your feet, sweet Marie. Every daisy in the dell knows my secret, knows it well. yet I dare not to tell sweet Marie.
That's sweet.
Feeling most
divine.
Oh, well, that is more of it. When I hold your hand in mine, sweet Marie, there's a feeling most divine comes to me. Every star that studs the sky seems to stand and wonder why they grow dimmer than your. Let me sing that over again. Let's start. Haven't had that star that part. Oh, when I hold your hand in mine, sweet Marie, there's a feeling most divine comes to me. Every star that studs the sky seems to stand and wonder why they grow dimmer than your eyes, sweet Marie. Sweet Marie, come to me, sweet Marie. Not because your face so fair love to see, but your soul so pure and sweet makes my happiness complete. Makes me falter at your feet, sweet Marie.
Oh, that's
great. Oh, where and oh, where does your highland laddie dwell? Oh, where and oh, where does your highland laddie dwell? He dwells in merry England by the side of the blue bell. And it's all in my heart that I love my laddie well. What clothes in what clothes is your highland laddie clad? What clothes in what clothes is your highland laddie clad? His bonnet Saxon green, his waistcoat of the plaid, and it's all in my heart that I love my highland lad. Suppose and suppose that your highland lad should die. Suppose and suppose that your highland lad should die. The bagpipe shall play o'er him, I lay me down and cry. And it's all in my heart that I hope he may not die. I wandered today to the hill, Maggie, to watch the scenes below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. Oh, the green grove is gone from the hill, Maggie, away on the waters flung. The creaking old mill is still, Maggie, since you and I were young. That's not today as it was years ago, Maggie, when you and I were young.
Yeah, I didn't take it because of my teeth.
I don't know exactly how it starts, but I say, father's a drunkard and mother is dead. We were so happy till father drank rum. Then all our sorrows and troubles begun. With big tears dropping slowly and sad, father's a drunkard and mother is dead. Barefooted and hungry I've wandered all day. Begging for work, I'm too small, they all say. All the day long, I've been begging for bread. Father's a drunkard and mother is dead. Mother, oh, why did you leave me alone? No one to love me, no friends or no home. Down on this damp ground, I now lay my head. Father's a drunkard and mother is dead. She wept every day. Baby and I were too hungry. It was another verse of that song. Mother grew paler, she wept every day. Baby and I were too hungry to play. With big tears dropping slowly and sad, father's a drunkard and mother is dead. Keeps on his velvet cot. The rich man sleeps on his velvet cot and dreams of his silver and gold, while a little girl stands on the marble walk and murmurs, so cold, so cold. Give me a home, she meekly said, a home and a piece of bread. The rich man turned and shut his door no bread, no room for the poor.
Sister will be in a minute, and she said you'd wait if you please, but she said I might stay till she came if I'd promise her never to tease or speak till you spoke to me first. But that's nonsense, for how would you know what she told me to say if I didn't? Don't you really and truly think so? Then you'd feel strange here alone. You wouldn't know just where to sit, for that chair isn't strong on its legs. We never use it a bit. We keep its match with Sophie, but Jack said it'd be just like you to flop yourself right down upon it and knock out the very last screw. But I think it's nice to be sitting here talking like grown people, just you and me. You think you'll be coming here often? No, do, but don't come like Tom Lee. Tom Lee's sister's last beau, my goodness, he used to be here day and night. Just folks thought he'd be sister's husband, and Jack said that gave him fright. But you won't run away, though, like he did, for you're not a rich man, they say. Pa says you're as poor as a church mouse. Now are you, and how poor are they? But I'm glad I met you. Oh, aren't you glad that you met me? Well, I am, for I know now your hair isn't red. But what is left of your mouth is not what that naughty Jack said. But there, I guess I must go. Sister's coming. But I wish I could wait just to see if she runs up to you and kiss you in the way she used to kiss Tom Lee. About one time.
Yeah.
You got it. I know when I was with your house.
You ready? I don't know that I probably do.
Somebody's tall and handsome, somebody's brave and true, somebody's hair is very dark, somebody's eyes are blue. Somebody came to see me, somebody came last night, somebody asked to marry me, of course I said all right. I've something on my finger, what is you cannot guess. Was given to me one moonlight eve, the eve I answered yes. I heard somebody ask Mama if he her daughter might wed. I heard somebody say no, and then the tears were shed. I heard somebody ask Papa if he his daughter might wed. I heard somebody say yes, and then enough was said. Somebody's coming next Sunday with a parson by his side. Somebody's coming next Sunday to take me for his bride. Somebody has a horse and buggy, that horse and buggy's fine. Somebody told me last Sunday that horse and buggy was mine. Somebody has a cottage with flowers all round the door. Somebody'll take me there to dwell forevermore. Born in old Missouri, I'm glad to let you know, where the best of looking ladies and big red apples grow, where God has made the country and we have done the rest, and with this combination we're wonderfully blessed. Our lands are rich and rolling, our climate can't be beat, with nice and smiling mothers and babies nice and sweet, with nice and thrifty people and schools so good and free. We're all for old Missouri, she's good enough for me. There's old bluegrass Kentucky that brags about herself, but here is old Missouri, can lay her on the shelf. Kentucky thinks she has the lead in grass none can complete, but here is old Missouri, can beat her about a feet. For horses, mules, and cattle, Missouri takes the lead. Inside of her wide border is everything we need. There's iron and coal and zinc and lead and lumber in the tree. Hooray for old Missouri, she's good enough for me. There's one thing about it I do not like to tell, about those happy people, I know them mighty well. My secret I reveal to you, I hope to be forgiven. The thing we most dislike to do is to swap Missouri for heaven. A Missourian died one day and went straightway to heaven. He roamed about that happy place 2 weeks about in heaven. But he came back to Peter's gate, homesick and in a worry. She's a crackerjack, but I'll go back to grand old Missouri. Oh. We learned it while we was picking cotton. He learned it and he sung it to me while we were picking cotton, and I learned it from him.
Oh, I said, well, you know.